We started last night a little bit about the halakhas of how to choose a shliach tzibur for Yom Naram and for Slichos, and how to choose a Baal Tokeya as well. Once we're on this topic, so I figured we should look into a little bit about the issue of the paying of the chazan or the Baal Tokeya. There's an age-old minhag that we pay the chazan and the Baal Tokeya to do their jobs on Yom Naram. So the question is this something that's proper? Or is this really frowned upon by the Rishonim and by the Shulchan Aruch? So we'll look at the different aspects of this shaila. The sugya really starts, the Torah quotes in our Chaim Sim Tav Kuf Pei He as follows. V'chein od minig ba'ashkenaz shegdolei ha'ir makdimen l'skoa, kol mi shezarez bo Yosef. He says in the places in Ashkenaz, in the Ashkenazi communities, whoever is the biggest tzaddik, whoever is the biggest zaruz, he's the one who jumps to be the Baal Tokeya. He's the one who runs to take that mitzvah. However, he says, Masha'en came to Sfarad, in the communities that are the communities of Sfarad, Shebarchem in HaMitzvos, they run away from doing mitzvahs, the Torah writes, Ad Shetzvichem Liskarechem in HaShuk Liskarechem. So it happens to be, he writes that in those communities, he said it's a strange thing, but he finds that those people do not want to do the mitzvah, and therefore they go and they hire someone else to do the tkiyah shofar for them. It's not the biggest czars in the neighborhood. I don't know where they get this heter from to pay someone to be the Baal Tokeya for them. Nearly sha'aser. It seems to me that it would be an iser to pay someone to do it. If we hire someone to watch a child or to watch some animals for a course of a couple of days, so we don't give him the schar Shabbos. We do not pay him for the amount of time that he watches on Shabbos. So the Torah is asking that in these communities where they have the minhag to hire someone to be the Baal Tokeya, he's not sure what the heter is to pay this individual. Alma behedya katani, you see from the Gemara above Metzia Daf Nun Ches that it is aser litol schar Shabbos ela yidei havla. So what does havla mean? Means if I hire the person for a whole month to do a certain job for me, and it happens to be that part of the salary of a month is also going to contain the Shabbosos that are in that month, so in such a case, that's called Havla, and that's permitted. That's allowed. Rav Moshe actually has an interesting tshuva. When I put my money in the bank, so I make interest every day that my money's in the bank. So what happens with the money that I make over Shabbos? So why am I allowed to have that? Why is that not considered Schar Shabbos? Rav Moshe talks about it in the tshuva, and he says, well, it depends. Some banks you get money from sunrise to sundown, and some banks you get from nightfall to the next night. So he says that it could be on Shabbos that you can say it's Havlah because you're getting some of the interest on Matzah Shabbos, and on Friday you're getting it on Friday afternoon. It's a very questionable thing, for Rav Moshe has a very hard time understanding this, that we know that Schar Shabbos is usher on Shabbos, unless it's Behavlah, so it's very questionable. The same applies if a person goes to a hotel, and he wants to pay for a room in the hotel, he wants to pay for services. So what's the halacha? Is he allowed to pay, let's say he goes just for Shabbos, is he allowed to pay just for a room for Shabbos? Or do we say, no, he's not allowed to do that if, let's say, he's staying by a Jewish-owned hotel, a frum person. So this person really is not allowed to charge for those services. So that's the question. The Achronim discuss that. Is that okay or not? So the Achronim say that maybe you're paying for everything else. You're paying for the towels and for the everything else, and that's not included in the mitzvah of Achnas Sarachim to give you, you know, clean sheets and to give you a maid who cleans the room and to do everything like that. So that's a question. Maybe that's considered Havla because it's not really Schar Shabbos. I'm sorry, that's not really Schar for a mitzvah. But it's a question, what about Schar Shabbos altogether? How am I allowed to pay for that room just for Shabbos? If I'm going for a course of a few days, so you could say that's Havla. But if I'm going just for a Shabbos, that's a serious question in that part. So that's what the Torah writes, and it's a very questionable thing. The Torah feels that that's very problematic. However, the Beis Yosef there comments, and he says, no, the minhag in the Anshei Sfarad is okay. Why? Because they hire someone, they're machshav the mitzvah. The Anshei Sfarad, it's not that they don't want someone to go and run and do the mitzvah. Of course there are tzaddikim who want to do the mitzvah in every community, Ashkenaz and Sfarad alike. So he says, it's Har Shabbos, so how are they allowed to pay someone to do the mitzvah? Says the Beis Yosef. He says, Pasak HaRavah Baruch, one of the Balei HaTosfos writes, Yesh li chashash al ha-chazanim shesochem osam lispal v'shabbos. How do these people hire themselves out to be the chazanim on Shabbos? So he says, Rabbeinu Shmuel Amar, the Rashi, the in Iser, that there's no sort of problem of Schar Shabbos by doing this mitzvah. Why do Hanosim Schar Lekayim HaMitzvah this follow? Because we're giving them the money to do a mitzvah. Yeah, so what? So the Beis Yosef explains as follows. He says, really, this whole Iser Mekach Lomemkar is really only an Iser Midrabanan on Shabbos. Zera Shamayichdom, the Gemara says, we're just afraid that because a person's doing a business transaction, he might come to write down a receipt for the person who he's doing the transaction with. So really, the whole thing starts off only as an Isser Midrabanan of a Gzeir Shama Yichtel. So he says that some of the Rishonim hold, the Beis Yosef quotes, some of the Rishonim say that in a place where it's Makom Mitzvah, so the Rabbanan weren't Gozer against Mekach Lememker in such a case. For example, we find a little bit similar, it's a little bit different, but a little bit similar. The Rishonim write, the Baron Rutenberg writes in Sukkah, how am I allowed to be Makna my Lulav to someone else on Yantif? Matan Amanas Lahatzir, I am Mekach Lememker as Aser on Yantif. And when I give you my lulav, it has to be shalachem. So how am I allowed to do that on Yantif? So some of the Rishonim write that since it's Makom Mitzvah, it's mutter. So you see already a concept like this in the Rishonim that whenever we bump into a mitzvah, there's no problem with Mekach Lememker. So the Beis Yosef points out later on in this piece that especially over here when we make up with the Baal Terkeia in the Kehilos Sfarad, as the Torah quoted, but nowadays everyone does this. Everyone, even Minhage Ashkenaz, is also to hire a chazan and to hire a Baal Terkeia. So we make up with the person way before. It's not on Yontif we come over to him and we say, oh, could we hire you to be the Chazan or to be the Baal Terkeia? Of course not. We hire him from weeks before. So he says, really, the Chashash of Mekach Lememker of Zer Shema Yiftel is very far-fetched because really we're making the whole deal beforehand and just the money is going to come to him because of the service he's providing us on Yontif itself. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says, you put these two things together and there's really no Chashash for a person to charge money to be the Chazan or the Baal Terkeia on Shabbos. It's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Shin Vav Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days in the Rishonim about this question. Aser liskar chazanim lispal b'Shabbos. First, he starts off and he says, like the Torah writes, it's aser, a person is not allowed to hire a chazan or to hire a Baal Terkeia to daven on Shabbos because that's called Tzchar Shabbos. However, then he quotes Yesh Mishamatir, he quotes afterward the Rabbeinu Simcha, which he quoted in the Beis Yosef, that there are those who allow it if it's a Makom Mitzvah. Of course it's allowed. Let's say we hire the chazan to do it for a whole year or for a whole month. So then he says the kuli al mashari. Why? Because if we hire this chazan to be the chazan for the whole year or to be for the whole month, so then that's called the havla. Why? Because it's hiding inside the money that we're paying him for the rest of the job that he's doing.
Nobody says that if we hire him for the practice time and we don't hire him for the unfit.
We hire him for the practice.
Yeah, he's going to pay us to spend time during the week.
So some say that the Mishnah Berurah writes over here are similar. They write to that. The Mishnah Berurah writes that even though it's mutter, like the Minhag Sfarad, the way it started is Minhag Sfarad used to pay someone to actually do it. So we're coming to justify that minhag. So he says even though we hold it's mutter, like the second day in Shulchan Aruch, that really it's mutter to pay someone. He says someone who takes money for this ain't a ro simon bracha mehem la'olam. You're not going to be successful with that money that you're making. So the question is, why? What's the problem? So some want to say, there's different terutzim, but some say that the reason why most of the Achronim assume that it's mutter to take the money, and we don't assume, like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, that it's aser, is because we're really paying you for a whole lot of other things that are coming along with the job. It's not that we're just paying you for this specific part. So possibly it could be, like you said, for the preparation, or for the tircha that you're having, for the wear and tear that it takes out of a chazan of a Baal Terkeia. So that's, there are svaras like that. But I just want to focus on a different point that the Chikre Leib...
But if you hire a chazan for the whole year,
right.
So basically he's only working, you know, on Shabbos.
Right, so that's what the Achronim point out, that the most proper thing for a Baal Tefillah to do for Yom Nara'im is to also daven Slichos, the first night of Slichos, to show that really we're paying him to be our chazan, we're paying him to be our Shliach Tzibur. That's what they write. Shlomo Zalman writes in Levach Torah that it's not right just to daven the Mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's not good enough. We can't say we're paying you $5,000 to be the chazan, $10,000 to be the chazan to daven on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the mincha. We have to give him some sort of respectable tefillah to daven. He should daven first the slichas. And then we could say we're really paying him to daven the slichas. And agav, he's also davening the tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah, or he's being about to pay as well. But the Achronim have a different question, which is as follows. The Achronim point out that the Mishnah tells us in Mecharos that really it's not proper for a person to charge money for any mitzvah. Forget about the problem of Shabbos. They want to know, why is the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah and the Beis Yosef only bothered with the fact that this person is taking money to do a job on Shabbos? How about the fact that the Gemara says as follows? On the Mechor Estav Chavtes, the Mishnah tells us, Hanoto Scharu Ladun, Dina Vitelu. Let's say you have a Dayan who takes money for what he's doing. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says,
Never heard of that ever.
So the Mishnah says, his Dinam are batel. He's not allowed to take money for that. And he says, Lahud, if let's say I saw some sort of transaction happen, and now they need me to come to Bezdin to give Edus. So the Gemara says, Edus of Vitalin. If I charge money to be an aid in Bezdin, so my Edus is out the window. I'm not trusted for that Edus. And the Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do I know that I'm not allowed to charge money for a mitzvah? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kar, Rei Limadati Aschem Chukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai Ma Ani Bechinam Achata Bechinam. The Rebbe Shalom says, just like I taught you, Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Torah, and I didn't charge you to come and be my Talmud, so too, when you do mitzvahs, you should also do it for free. You shouldn't charge people to teach them Torah. Tani Nami Hachi Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai Ma Ani Bechinam Achata Bechinam. How do we know if I can't find the yeshiva that's going to take me in for free? So how do we know that I should pay anyway? So the Gemara says, we have a pasuk to tell me that as well. So the Acharonim are bothered. You see over here, you're not allowed to charge money to do any sort of mitzvah. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia writes also that for HaShabbos Aveda, I'm not allowed to charge money unless I lost money on the job. But there are many things I'm not allowed to charge. This is pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch. Also, the Shulchan Aruch pasuk in the Shin Chav Vav, that a doctor is not allowed to charge money. Why? Because the Kal V'Chomer from HaShabbos Aveda. If for HaShabbos Aveda you're not allowed to charge money, so Kal V'Chomer for HaShabbos Gufo, which is the biggest HaShabbos Aveda, I'm not allowed to charge money. So the question is, if that is true, so how am I ever allowed to charge money to be a chazan or a bal tokei on Yom Nerav? That's what the Achronim are bothered with over here. So the Chikrei Lev himself writes, this is quoted in the Stechema, the Chikrei Lev himself writes as follows. He says, any mitzvah that I am not able to do on my own, then I'm not allowed to charge money. If someone does it for me, he's not allowed to charge money. For example, he says, the Mishnah says, if I know Eidos for someone, and I come to Bezin and I say, I'm only going to give the testimony if you pay me. So that's something that he couldn't have done on his own. He doesn't have any other person to come and testify on his behalf. So it's something that he could not have done without me, so I don't have a right to charge money. Or, if you have a dayan, so if we don't have Rabbanim to be dayanim, so we're not going to have a legal court system set up in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, that's something that they can't do on their own. So in such a case, says the Chikrei Lev, that we are not allowed to charge money. However, and he says a doctor is the same. It's something I need someone else to heal me. So therefore, says the Chikrei Lev, that if that's the type of mitzvah we're dealing with, you're not allowed to charge money. However, over here, he says anyone could go teach himself how to blow shofar. Anyone could learn how to be the chazan. So you don't want to do it, so It's not my problem. I stepped up to the plate, so I can charge money for that. And the Stechema brings a riot to this. He says that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Asei lecha rav, v'knei lecha chaver." So the Bartanur points out, "What's asei lecha rav, v'knei lecha chaver?" Says the Bartanur, "Even if I have to pay money to get a chavrusa, I still have to pay money for it." However, the Bartanur says to pay money for a rebbe that you shouldn't. So the Bartanur says, "What's the difference between a chavrusa and a rebbe?" So he says, "Because a person could sit and learn on his own without a chavrusa." So therefore, it's something, it's a mitzvah that he'd be able to do on his own. So if someone wants to charge him money to be his chavrusa, you have to pay it. However, for a Rebbe, I need to learn from someone, I need someone else to teach me the Torah, otherwise I'm going to be an Amaret. So he says, if you need someone else to do that mitzvah for you, asei lecha rav, and it's usher for the Rebbe to charge money. However, the Stechemet ends up quoting that the Chikrei Lev himself pushes off this whole teretz to the Baal Tekeah and the Shliach Tzibur, because he says that the Gemara tells us clearly that Hakol Chayavim B'tkiya Shofar, Ve'en Hakol B'kiyim B'tkiya Shofar. Not everyone is able to actually blow Shofar. Not everyone knows how to do it. The Gemara says clearly, not everyone has the capability to do such a thing. Not everyone can be the Shliach Tzibur either. Therefore, says the Chikrei Lev himself, this Teretz would not follow through. So then he gives another suggestion, and he says that possibly the answer could be, like the Ramban and the Ritva write in Kiddushin, that any mitzvah that's mutal on a Tzibur, on a whole group of people, so if one person from the Tzibur singles himself out, and decides to volunteer to take care of that mitzvah, so he's allowed to charge money for that. Why? So he says that it's not my responsibility over anyone else's to learn to go to music school and learn how to be the chazan, or to go to someone to teach me how to blow shofar. It's not my responsibility. It's the tzibur as a whole has this problem on their hands, and they need to find someone to do it. So if I take the initiative, and I go ahead and learn how to do the tefillahs, and I learn how to daven for the amid, and I learn how to be the Baal Tekeah, so I'm allowed to charge money for that. That's what he quotes B'Shem the Rishonim. But then he says that this is also not gonna hold true, because he says that the Ramban himself, who writes this about a doctor, that a doctor is allowed to charge money because anyone could have gone to medical school to learn how to become a doctor. From the fact that you didn't, so now you happen to need a doctor, it's your problem. So the Ramban himself, he points out that even though this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban himself is only talking about that if the doctor made up beforehand with the patient that he's going to charge him for the services that he's giving him for the refuah, so then the patient, al pi dinei mamonos, al pi chashem mishpat, he has to pay. That's what the Ramban is talking about. But the Ramban himself writes, Yisura mi ha'ika. The doctor himself is really not allowed to charge. So therefore he says that this would not hold true either, because the chazan is really, the chatchila, not allowed to charge either. It's just that if we made up with him, we're mechuyev mi dinei mamonos to pay him back. However, he says this cannot be the reason, this cannot be the way that we get out of the problem of paying a chazan. So therefore, the Steichavan himself ends off and he says that the answer is really based on the Rosh and the Ram and the Dharam Daf Lama Zayin, that they say that any time I have a mitzvah midaraisa, that's the only time I'm not allowed to charge for the mitzvah. However, when I have a mitzvah midrabanan, I'm allowed to charge for that specific mitzvah. So he says, Tkiya shofar, the Torah tells us blow shofar, so that's not a mitzvah midrabanan. So he says, no, we blow so many tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah, so we could say we're really paying him for the many other tkiyas that he's blowing, besides for the very minimal amount of tkiyas that he has to blow for his mitzvah midrabanan. And he says the same would apply for tefillah. When we hire a shliach tzibur, when we hire a chazan, even if you hold like the Rambam that tefillah is a chiyuv midaraisa and it's a mitzvah midaraisa every day, the Rambam wouldn't hold that the nusach tefillah is daraisa. He wouldn't hold that saying kaddish kedusha baruch hu is daraisa, which we need the chazan for. So he says that being the case, we would not say that there's any sort of isser involved in paying a chazan or a baal tekeh. So it comes out that really this issue that the tour brought up about the minhagi Ashkenaz, minhagi Sfarad is really it's really miyushav. There's no problem with the Sephardic communities, then there's no problem with the Ashkenazi communities. We find all across the board that everyone pays chazanim in every community. Everyone pays bali tefillah. Everyone pays bali tokeh as well. And there seems to be really not such a big issue. The Mishnah Berurah does write, though, that the recommended thing to do is if a person is hired to be the shliach tzibur, he should also be the shliach tzibur for the slichos to show that some of the money is really coming from a different source, not only for yontif itself. We'll continue tomorrow night with the next halacha. Yeah. Yeah.